Maine Democrats punish GOP rep for opposing transgenderism. By Elizabeth Weibel on February 26, 2025. A Republican lawmaker in Maine criticized Governor Janet Mills, DME, for trying to cancel both girls' sports and people who spoke out against her radical agenda. .gov Janet Mills's campaign to cancel both girls' sports and anyone who speaks out against her radical agenda continues, Representative Laurel Libby, Army, wrote in a post on X. Libby's post came after she had been censored for defending women's sports and speaking out against a transgender-identifying athlete who won a girls' competition. Breitbart News's Warner Todd Houston previously reported that on Tuesday, the Maine legislature moved to censure Libby after she posted on social media, pointing out that a boy had recently taken away a girl's opportunity by winning a girls' high school track and field event. In a post on X, Libby wrote, "Another day. Another instance of an unremarkable biological male athlete who couldn't win against other males, dominating girls' sports." In the aftermath of the post, Maine's House Speaker Ryan Fictou, D, launched a campaign to silence Libby, and the congresswoman ended up being censured in a 75-70 vote. The lawmaker's post spurred Democrat House Speaker Ryan Fictou to launch a campaign to silence Libby. On Tuesday night, the censure was passed in a 75-70 vote. Libby is no longer allowed to speak on the House floor until she issues a formal apology, Fox News reported. After the censure vote passed, Fictou announced that the session would take a break while Libby considered her apology. But Libby was defiant. "I told him, we do not need to take ease as I was going to continue speaking up for Maine girls," Libby told the media later. This comes after President Donald Trump and Mills recently had a contentious exchange over her defiance of his executive order protecting women's sports. "It is the policy of the United States to rescind all funds from educational programs that deprive women and girls of fair athletic opportunities, which results in the endangerment, humiliation, and silencing of women and girls and deprives them of privacy," the executive order signed by Trump states. "It shall also be the policy of the United States to oppose male competitive participation in women's sports more broadly, as a matter of safety, fairness, dignity, and truth."